The reality of renting in Portland is increasingly tough, but a survey guided by the group Southeast Portland Renters in Action and Portland State University aims to shed some light on it. The Lentz Renter Impact Research Project began in the summer of 2019 with volunteers canvassing the Lentz neighborhood, asking renters about their living situation, vulnerabilities, and what they would like to see change. The survey encompassed 38 buildings in Lentz and ended with around 112 respondents. Marie Ellen Claire is with Southeast Portland Renters in Action, and for her, the study is about shedding light on an understudied issue and giving her neighbors hope.
We asked people basically what their concerns were around, like how long they have been in the neighborhood, kind of what their income was, what level of their income, because that's really important. And we have a lot of seniors here and people who are disabled and people are very, very low income. And then we asked about people's health concerns, because part of why people spend a lot of money on going to the doctor, these co-pays, and some of them don't have insurance, and they have families with children and that kind of thing. And a lot of people who are working several different jobs, and they're low-paying jobs with not very much security. And so we talked to people and got their feedback on those kinds of things.
The survey was aided by efforts from PSU professor Dr. Lisa Bates, who will be announcing the results of the study on Saturday, January 25th. The results of the study will be used to help lawmakers understand the issues renters face and make new policies to combat them. Ellen Claire explained that the people in the study were often one check away from falling into homelessness. Many would give up food or medicine to afford their rent that month, with 33% saying they would cut out those necessities. The situation can be incredibly dire.
People were moving out because they'd gotten their rent raised several hundred dollars, and they had been getting steady raises like $80, over $100, and they had just pretty much maxed out. And some people had said they had maxed out the credit card. Some people had stopped paying their student loans. Other people, there were seniors, for example, that no longer were buying medical equipment. One lady, for example, who had some esophageal issue or whatever, she was supposed to buy these extra instruments to put in her throat, and so she just kept reusing the old ones, and she got an infection, and she actually died.
Ellen Claire hopes that community members who attend the survey's unveiling on Saturday get to voice their concerns and help to create new solutions.
We had promised when we did the survey that we would report back, and so this is the first report back. And so what people will hear is about the housing vulnerabilities, needs, and concerns of these renters in Lentz, and people can ask questions. And also, Dr. Amy Thurber is going to be there from the Social Work Department, and she can help answer questions that people have. And then we're going to have a discussion on, you know, what can we do? What policy and changes do we need in order to solve this problem?
The Lentz Neighborhood Renter Survey Results Forum will be held Saturday, January 25th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Lentz Village Dining Hall at Southeast 104th and Holgate Boulevard. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Althea Billings.